IPA's so dank, rhymes with spare iguana. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, it is the perfect pour. It's Craft Beer Show. It's a show for about what beer geeks talk about.
What do they talk
Something
about?
Something like that. Well, you'll find out. Just stick around for the next couple hours. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, bad. We're finishing out, closing in on the year. One more away. Oh, not messing around.
I think we're going to have a couple more beers, not just one, before the year's out.
We're rounding
the year's out.
It's rounding Christmas. The half court. Coming in hot.
It's merry. Everything's merry. We're drinking beers. Look at that.
That's a beer.
That's not a sound effect. That's a live pouring right there.
In front of a live studio audience.
You can realize that's a 16-ounce can getting poured.
Yes. Middle pour.
Later on the show, we're going to talk about some beer releases to look out for. The listeners are going to call us and give us some content we can chew on. And we're going to talk about what we've been drinking the past week. And some beer culture news and fun, just plain fun. Beer being passed around right now is donated to the show by SD Beer Talk. Greg from SD Beer Talk. It is a San Diego brewer, Virgin. We've had them quite a bit because of Greg. Everybody's juicing.
Oh, my
I think we had the first earlier version of this beer. I think this is maybe a second round of it.
Thank goodness my...
Ooh, goddamn, that's a good aroma. Yeah,
what?
That's good aroma.
Easy there, fella.
So a day and a half ago, I had no taste or no smell, so I'm happy I got those back because this thing's amazing.
Just in time.
Yeah. I was honestly hoping almost, for more pineapple.
You almost missed this, Matt, because I was specifically like, we're having that this week because it's going to get old.
Well, I almost didn't bring them to the show, but I was like, yeah, the guys want these ones, so I've been... Mm-hmm. A lot of beer cans haven't been making it to the show.
Wow.
It's okay.
You hear that, Patreons.
Well, you're giving Greg your beer, so we can't say anything.
He actually knows. He's like, yeah, he's old, the beer cans or whatever, but he'll let me know if something needs to make it somewhere.
Wow, this is good. I've had it now. I've had it.
This is good.
This is good IPA.
Low so bitterness beer. On this.
Oh, yeah.
It's sweet.
It is a little sweet.
But not malty.
But like clean sweet.
Yeah, not malty, backbone-y sweet.
Mm-hmm. Like juice sweet.
Juice sweet.
7.1.
Low acidic tea.
Everybody's juicing. That's good. That's
all
good
those
beer.
Nelson hops.
It's an excellent beer. I feel like if we had that like 3 years ago, we would have lost our minds.
Yeah.
But like now, it's like that's sort of like what you do if you're gonna make a juicy IPA. This is what you do.
This is how proper. You do it. This is the appropriate level of IPA.
I mean, it's really good though. Well, but beforehand, we were having a tailgate session. We leave the mic on while we figure out what we're gonna do here on the show, and the patrons get to listen to that. That amazing content.
Oh, yeah.
And during that, we like to drink beer. We had a couple. The Nick 80.
What?
Donated to the show.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Follow him on social media.
Freshies.
Follow him for freshies. We had a couple Sierra Nevada celebration, the Fresh Hop IPA from the can.
Can.
Fresh Hop. Apparently, there's a can the Fresh Hop celebration and a can regular celebration.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Fresh Hop. That was a little malty.
Oh, are you knocking it, sir?
I'm not knocking it.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Giving you a descriptor, sir.
I like these Fresh Hop packs.
Yeah, you're a big Fresh Hop guy.
This is my thing.
And then we had the double Fresh Hop double IPA.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Was this from the mixed variety pack?
Yeah, same pack the celebration's from.
What are there are two other ones in there?
There's a single IPA and a sesh, bro.
And a sesh. I think I'm going to get that for Christmas.
It's, you know, they're getting old. They're starting right. to fade.
The people coming for Christmas aren't gonna notice.
This is right up their alley. Old IPAs.
Yep, exactly. They're probably like actually more comfortable with the if they're fresher, they'd be like, "Whoa, this is crazy." Make them a little older, and they're like, "Oh, this is more what I'm used to." Old beer.
So you gotta you now have something to do with your old beers that you can't.
Yeah, that's what you do. That is what I do during the holidays, is push out all the stuff that's just been sitting there for a long time and I've been contemplating throwing out or keeping. And it's like, oh, holidays, time to push all this shit out in the front.
Yeah. Except
from my old grocery store days, you front everything. You know, the oldest thing you have, you make sure that's in the front.
First in, first out.
And so I put all the good fresh stuff in the back. So I'm hoping all the stuff in the front gets used up.
Until some jerk like me unpacks the whole shelf to get to the back ones that are fresh.
Hey,
so, and then I can't bear to put the rest back. So I'm like, we'll just leave that here on the ground.
So Mikey, run me through a scenario. Let's see. Well, you probably have an uncle here on Christmas.
I have an uncle-in-law.
What uncle-in-law? That's a good one. Okay,
who's a brewer?
So uncle-in-law walks around the corner, koozie all the way up on a can, and he said, "Hey, Mikey, I didn't see anything in the house. I just went out to the garage fridge and got me something." What? Play me through your reaction and questioning.
I'm like, I hope he saw. I'm like, oh, he's already opened it.
Yeah, he's already just went ahead and grabbed something from the fridge. Hope it's okay.
Oh, shit.
Do you just say, "All right, man, that's cool," or do you just be like, "Which shelf did you get it from?"
No, I'll be like, "Well, oh, that's cool." And then I'll like try to peek at what it is, and I'll be like, "Oh, man, I hope he paid attention to the signage." Because I share the beer fridge with the podcast network here, and it's all labeled off as Perfect Pour has its shelving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I redid the labels, fresh labeling, so just to, because it's holidays. I don't know who's going to get into that fridge. Cousins, brother-in-laws, they all get into this fridge.
You might just lock that down.
So I'm like, this is Perfect Pour only. And hoping they'll pay attention, but that hasn't always been the case. So I'm thinking of roping it off with tape. Like, they'll have to, like, physically move tape around to get to the bottle.
What is this tape doing here? Yeah. Clang, clang, clang.
Can't get those.
Ugh.
Which, it's disappointing the brothers with them not having as one thing. It's disappointing somebody that sends us beer, that has spent their money to send us beer, and then it just goes away and never gets drank in the show. That's what I worry about most. So.
Honestly, if you were really worried, it would probably be easier if you just put everything in an ice chest and left it open outside, because it's not really that warm.
Yeah.
Just tuck it around the garage.
Just hide it. Yep. Yeah. I got plenty of cubby holes I can hide.
Yeah.
I still have ice from last Saturday in
the ice chest. My outdoor ice chest that on Thanksgiving, it held ice for 4 days.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I've never seen it do that. Wow.
I know, that's the biggest.
I know. But then that's work. That's a whole lot of beer I got to hide. It's more...
easier just to tape the fridge up.
Yeah, just tape the fridge off. Say, "Do not cross." Danger.
Danger.
Snake inside fridge.
You could probably dump those bottom drawers by now.
Oh, those bottom drawers.
Open up some room.
Oh, they're waiting for the bad beer episode that we've been talking about for 5 years.
Yeah, we've been pushing that off for 5 years. I think it's like the whole closing the clothes thing where you turn the hangers backwards, and if you don't use them, you just need to get rid of them. So they've already made it into the drawer.
Yeah,
we've already realized that it's not gonna happen.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Oh, we're doing it after this show is over. Now, Matt, you've irked my ire. We're drinking all the bad beer after we take this.
You want to have that 7/4/13 finally?
Yes. Ooh, man, it's gotta be good.
I now have a contribution. We still did not get to my 2015 Anchor Christmas Ale. So I think that'll be a contender for the old beer.
You can do a Vertical.
Vertical,
thank you.
Yeah, but who's got a 16 laying around?
Well, it's probably somewhere in town.
Mr. T's? I guarantee Mr. T's has a 16 Christmas ale.
I'm going to have some time off soon. I think that'll be my adventure to find the oldest Luponic I could find.
He's got all, but he's got some old ones. I saw the Luponic 8 tonight, and it was on my looking out for. Like, I still haven't had it, but I just, it was only $9 too. And I just couldn't buy it. I was like, yeah, because I'm assuming it's gonna show up on a tap somewhere where it's gonna be the only thing, only good thing on tap. So I'll end up having it sort of inadvertently. I don't want to, you know, purchase it that way.
I think I've seen it on tap already. 7 and 8.
But how would you know 8, though, unless it's at a craft beer establishment?
Yeah, they have the real tap handle with proper labeling.
They would have the tap handle has 8 on it?
They usually ask for the keg collar. They'll look at it. But sometimes they do have tap handles with the correct sticker on it or labeling on the chalkboard or whatever have you.
I doubt even the Eureka Burger waitress is going to know what keg collar
is. What's that?
Huh?
Usually when I break down and order a Luponic, people usually go, oh, but it's number 8. And I go, okay. You know, they say, oh, it's the newest generation. I go, oh, all right, cool.
That's cool. Do you know which generation is?
What do you think is the newest generation? 5?
Yeah. I checked. We're out of keg collar. I'm sorry.
That's what happened. I checked. He says we ran out of keg collar yesterday. Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's no keg collar, so I don't know what to tell you.
So the last time I actually had it was at Spokeasy, and he was starting to write it on the board. He's like, oh, it's Luponic. He went 00, and I was like, oh, it's probably 7, because I'm all 8's probably not in town for another week or something.
0. Zero. I can't take it.
And he pulled the collar off, and then he looked at me, and he looked at the collar, and he went, little figure 8 up there.
He should have just drawn half a 7 first and let you ponder that, and then finished it off into an 8.
And then he crumpled it up real quick because it was actually 7. He was just he was looking at you, thinking like, is he seeing me? Is he seeing me right now? He probably doesn't see this. I'll just say it's 8.
Oh, they've done that 8. Before.
I got an 8, bros.
This is 8.
They've done that to me before. Where they'll write the name of the brewery, and they'll write the size of the glass, the price, then they'll write the percentage, then they'll write like 3 letters in the front. I'm just like, come on, I'm ready for my next beer.
What's next on tap?
It's not fucking Blue's Clues. Not trying to put this together.
How are you?
Oh man,
wow, nice Blue's Clues pull. Yeah.
There's a craft beer territory hasn't been tapped yet.
All Blue's Clues names.
Not any of those other PBS shows.
Thomas the Train.
Say it's IPA. IPA. That's correct.
Yay.
You literally just gave me the answer.
That's what's great about Spokeasy. If you hang out there long enough, something new will be on tap before you leave.
By long enough, we mean 30 to 45 minutes.
You're like, I'm just going to have one beer, cake pops. You're like, I'm just going to see what's going on.
What is it? I just got to see what it is. What's the
beer? No, I haven't had that one. Maybe I'll just have half a glass. Then you have the other half, too.
Maybe now I'm getting it over.
You ready to close out? Not quite.
All right, guys. What's going on in culture? Matt. Culture.
For those of you that care about Tioga Sequoia, construction is starting.
Fresno's Tioga Sequoia Downtown Brewery.
So, pardon our dust is going to be a phrase.
Oh boy.
We are retro.
Not the brewery side, the beer garden side.
Yeah. So, we've both been in a rat race to get construction started, and then tap room won.
Yay. That is there a sign on the brewery side of the street that says, like, this is not the beer garden, go around the corner?
I think it's like written in chalk or something, but or there might be a printed sign.
There needs to be one. Because like if I because I parked I a lot of times if it's busy I'll park over there.
Yeah.
And I you know if I'm some guy from out of town that doesn't know any better, I just walk over there. And you know it's ghost town on that side.
I know we get those phone calls all the time.
They're like, where are you?
It'll be like mid TB&J where there's like 300 people at our beer garden. We'll get the phone call. And it's like, hey, how come you're all locked up? It says you're open right now. And I'm like, are you on Broadway? And I'm like, yeah, well, we're on Fulton. And it's like, well, the map led me here, and I was like, yeah, but the address says 745.
Sorry, Fulton. I don't work for Google Maps, sir.
Yeah,
I work for Town of Kuskokwim. We're on the other side.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. We've tried to fix that Google thing, but it doesn't work.
It's on Fulton's side, people.
Yeah, we got four buildings. Fulton's. We have four freaking buildings on one big corner of a street. So it just depends what you want to go visit. So
sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then so construction starting. We'll be doing improvements on our fences, some fire sprinklers, and it will pave the way for what most people are excited about is indoor bathrooms.
Woo!
That's setting everything. That's putting all the ducks in a row for indoor bathrooms.
Wow.
Which we've heard plenty of people.
Luxury bathrooms.
Plenty of people say, oh, my wife would come down here more often, AKA the husbands too. If we had better bathrooms. Really? Not that we have bad bathrooms. We just don't have...
They're nice porta-johns.
Yeah. We just don't have bathrooms.
I did notice, though, at at Rush Day, that there were three of the men's bathrooms. They were all... The locks were all set to occupied, but the doors were stuck on the other side. They weren't actually occupied. They were all just set to occupied. And so everybody was going in the same one. And that's, never mind. I'm getting more descriptive than necessary.
Well, sometimes what happens is if somebody slides the lock in the porta potty too hard.
Guys, it's a porta potty in here.
If they slide the lock too hard, porta potty pops out of the door. And we've actually seen people will pull it out and reverse it and put it in the other way. So then the red is always showing.
I've seen people do that too.
Oh. And I just don't understand how people rip out the lock and then put it in backwards, and they're just like, "Oh, it works." But yeah, then it's like what you're saying; they all show red.
Yeah,
and people I did that
a couple times, and then the third time, I'm just like, "Really? All these three are always occupied?" And I look, and I'm like, "Oh, they're just open." There you go, Porta John talk. Starting a new podcast called Porta Potty. Porta Party.
Ooh.
Porta Party.
Then we could start Uncrapped, our Porta Potty rating app.
Yep, Uncrapped. Oh, yeah, that's good. The Porta Potties at Tioga Skoya, I rate them a 3.75.
Well,
called the Richter scale.
Yep. Very hoppy.
Very hoppy.
Kind of malty.
Clean, but smells like hops.
Yep. Cat piss.
Well, I just figured out the world's greatest feature, and I think you guys are going to take advantage of it just as much as
I am.
I'm
ready.
Oh, boy.
Why wait in line?
Yeah, why?
This brewery is now taking pre-orders for Crowlers. All orders received before 8 p.m. will be ready to be picked up the next day during regular business hours. Orders received after 8 p.m. will be considered placed that same day, the next day. So, think about it. You had your whole fun day out. You're at the hotel room. It's 7:30 p.m. You know, whether you're crashing out or you have a little lull.
My night's just begun.
Or you're changing before you go to the concert or whatever. You can just say, I want these crowlers. You select them, and then you just go up to the brewery next day when they open up at 10 and pick them up, and you go. You avoid the line. So that's what Fieldwork is doing at all their locations. You can order Crowlers online and pick them up the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
How will I know what I'm in the mood
for
the next day?
So it's like it's like Chipotle when I order do a mobile order at Chipotle.
So I decided to go. So here's what I did. Last time I was up in Berkeley, I went to go see Fanagram and Mike Snow. So what we did is we drove straight to Berkeley. We had some food, record shopping, and we met Paul at Fieldworks. So we did all of our drinking there.
Paul.
And then
Paul,
we went
Paul
back to the hotel, and then Marin we went rep, to the concert.
Paul. Who?
Marin rep, Paul.
Yep. And then we went back to the hotel, cleaned up, and then went to the concert.
Marin rep.
Well, the next day, we had to go to Fieldwork to pick up Crowlers and go home because we didn't have time to do it that previous day. So it would have been nice changing at the hotel since I obviously was done or ready to go a bit quicker than the mm-hmm. counterpart that I was bringing mm-hmm. to the concert, yeah. which yes. So you guys might be familiar with the situation like that. I could have then ordered my Crowlers and they would have been ready.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing feature for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Updated.
If you're trapped in a hotel room.
Futuristic feature.
Yep. Order your beer.
Hey, I got nothing else to do. I'll just order some beer.
Honey, you almost ready? Yeah, give me another 10 minutes. Okay, I'm going to order Crowlers.
Ordering beer. I'm going to need to get fucked up as quick as possible.
Every
tonight.
5 minutes you make me wait, it's another Crowler added to the bill.
Ting, 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 ting.
Tinga, tinga.
So, you guys didn't seem excited about it, but I thought
I'm excited. I'm excited. If I lived by field work.
I don't know about these apps.
I don't know about these apps.
Can I mail in an order form?
Pine and Palm gonna start doing that. Tugus is gonna start doing that. Pendragon is gonna start doing that.
Imagine somebody's going to. Gonna.
What's up with Pine and Palm? We already news about the new place.
I haven't seen Roger in a minute.
Yeah, he's been quiet.
they social media'd that they were having their last day at the old location. Oh, okay. So the new location must be underway.
Nice.
I have not been down there in a while myself either.
Well, I'm just waiting for that new location to open up.
He's also indoors now, indoor tap room.
Mm-hmm.
I heart boobs. Indoors.
Don't we all?
I don't know.
Celebrity Jeopardy?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just caught up.
Okay. I don't need to draw it out for you.
I thought you were doing a... Oh, yeah. You can draw it out.
Okay.
I thought you were doing a Roger reference and not an SNL reference. Nick.
So, yeah. Rad Stacy has an important question for everybody.
Rad Stacy.
Frozen, not just cold glasses, but frozen glasses. Mm-hmm. Okay for craft beer? Yes, no.
I think we've had this discussion before, but obviously not. We'll just have that going in the background. No.
No.
There's no situation where they're good. Now, back in the day, before craft beer.
Yeah.
At, say... various places around town, specifically Silver Dollar Hofbrau.
Nice.
And they had this very super, coldest beer in town. You get a Bavarian Dark and that cold, super frosted mug, and it was great.
That was what made your day, huh?
Yeah. It was great times, good times. Maybe. But now it would be like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait till the glass calms down or something, melts or I don't know. It's taken away from the flavor of the beer. And Matt has now given me the drawing.
Yeah. So it says indoors and you say, what's your wager? And you drop the bottom half and it says, I heart boobs.
Ah.
Nice.
Classic Celebrity Jeopardy.
Celebrity Jeopardy.
And it is mine.
On Saturday Night Live.
Today is mine.
So what's the next beer we're opening? Because I only had one in front of me.
Oh, no.
Oh. This one's nearly not.
Yours can warm up.
It's not ready yet.
Yours can warm up.
It needs a frosty mug. Do you have any frosty mugs?
I don't know what that is.
We need frosty mugs.
So many things wrong with a frosty mug.
Nice frostbitten mug. Stinks of freezer and meat.
And meats. This is donated to the show by Mikey Top Puller.
Who? Oh, it's probably
that douchebag.
Now he's just tooting his own horn.
Douchebag.
Did you check the date on this?
Sacramento's New Glory Brewing Golden Checkers Pale. It was brand new.
Yeah, it would have been on the carrier with New Glory.
Yep. So, yeah. Brand new. It's just pale. And I got excited because I'm like, oh, cool. A pale. And then it turns out it's a little cloudy. I was like, because I actually switched off of that, the Sierra Nevada, that six pack, the hazy six pack. Cause I'm like, I just don't want a hazy beer tonight.
What?
So I was like, oh, pale.
Please say that again.
And then he ended up being hazy.
Yeah, but you have to understand a brewery this small probably doesn't have a filter, so everything's gonna be kind of
like,
hazy.
Oh, they're like, oh my God, I'm so glad this hazy craze is never going away.
Unless they can sit on a beer for like 3 weeks for it to clarify.
No, no time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this does seem like it wasn't purposeful. It's just like...
That's all we can do.
There's an advantage that they didn't have to filter it.
This is a good beer. This is everything I want to pale ale
to be. It's got... Is it me or does it have like some roasty... A rye roast or something? Not rye necessarily, but...
It's got that dryness to it. I can see that.
There's something... Something bready roast...
Yeah, burnt. Like croutons.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that.
Crouton IPA. There's an idea for you.
What are you getting? Give me something. Give me some Cicerone stuff.
I'm just getting Citra Mosaic. I mean, it's just light body, crisp, dry, hops.
Hops? Whoa. That's where we part ways. I'm not getting that. Was there more... Nick, what were we talking about?
Yeah, so this just in. Oh boy. Where did it go? It was here earlier. Now it's gone.
Sure was, bro.
Wasn't it on the page, the zero IBU IPA?
Oh, I missed it if that was. Zero IBU?
Zero
IPA.
IBUs.
How the hell is that possible? How do you even get zero IBU in a beer?
You don't put hops in the boil.
That's a mistake.
Bitterness comes from adding hops to the boil. So if you only put hops in ferment or, dry hop, only dry hop, you get the aromatics, but it's not supposed to contribute to bitterness.
Sounds like one of those guys that are making the crazy beers.
Crazy. Oh, Vale Brewings. I don't want to be you.
Why not?
What's wrong? Straight up hop juice. So they're saying it's all hops, but no bitterness. Huh. Zero with Citra Mosaic.
I want to try. I want to try that. Oh,
Virginia. So Vail's East Coast.
That's my, I'm putting that in my looking out for. I'm doing a looking out for right now, that beer that you're talking about.
Straight up hot juice.
If it's just like super clean.
So they're saying all clean, no bitterness.
Oh.
All.
Yep. It's my jam right there. Somebody find this for us. Send this one.
There you go.
We're officially looking out for it.
It's going to be haze, though.
Well, it doesn't matter.
So there's that. I've been thinking about ridiculous trends for 2018. Mm-hmm. My two predictions for next year are beer garnishes, such as... bacon, avocado, ahi tuna, and something ridiculous like cinnamon sticks.
Nope. Not going to participate.
Where else can you go with beer? I mean, really? Where can you do it?
I don't know. We're going to contemplate this and get back to you next episode. What, make a prediction, official prediction of what's going to be the beer trend of 2018.
And also beers.
Just more haze.
More haze and beers you could turn into red beers easily.
Hmm. You think red beers are going to become something?
I think red beers are going to be, people are going to be ruining their perfectly good craft beer. Making it a red beer.
Oh, did you hear that, Matt?
My hopeful prediction is Russian Imperial Stouts will have a boost next year.
Russian Imperial Stouts will be
the people boost. Pay more for red beers, so I don't care boost. What you want to do to it.
They will get big boost, no?
If it's between the hours of 9 and 4 on a Sunday, I will gladly make you a michelada.
I'll make all the, I'll put all the tomato juice you want in there.
Yep. If juice I really don't like you, I'll add some extra hot sauce to it. Make it burn just a little bit more.
Woo. Coming in and going out.
Just kidding. I don't work on Sundays.
Nice.
Sometimes you do. Once in a while.
Not the bar on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
I make other people do that.
Other people. Suck it.
Suck it.
They said that, not me.
Nick? Nick? Ahead, was there more stuff, what? Nick?
Oh. And as it should be this time of year, all the top of everything.
Top pours?
Top pours are coming out.
Oh, okay.
Top lists of the beer. Oh, top beers.
Top lists. Okay.
Top Gun?
So we got Vine Pear magazine, or online blog, I guess. They're saying Allagash's Cool Ship Red is the number one beer. Which
never heard of that.
Never. Allagash just doesn't get much hype around here, does it? I mean, they're around. I see them.
I see them.
They're a little higher priced than most beers, which I think is... Yeah,
and they're not... And they're always, like, something odd.
Yes.
They're very hard to... They're not accessible, these Allagash guys. Like, we make what we want to make, okay? We don't make an IPA. Boring. We don't make a brown. We don't make a stout. We don't make an... Amber. We make a blueberry saison chocolate chip with raspberry barrels.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll give them that. Wow. They do have, they haven't gone into the whole, oh shit, we need to make IPAs to make money thing.
Yep. At least our boys out on the Central Coast, Libertine, Tyler. At least at the tap room, he's like, "All right, if you want IPAs, we'll have some guest taps. Have your IPAs. We'll make a little money, but I make sours, bro. Deal with it."
Unless he does a collab.
Well, sure. See, he's open. He's not total. Just like no. But makes the best sours
sometimes
around.
Sometimes he is, but sometimes he's not.
Isn't that all of us?
And Paste Magazine listed their top 10 breweries.
Paste, dude. Paste is always pasting.
Pasting articles.
Beer stuff.
So they got breweries such as Gentleman.
And from, two-fourth with.
And henceforth. Brew Gentleman from Braddock, Pennsylvania. Never heard of her.
Nope.
Triple Crossing from Richmond, Virginia.
Nope.
Two Roads, Stratford,
Connecticut. Heard of them. We've had some Two Roads.
Two Roads, bro.
Had them.
Weldworks Brewing.
Had them.
Greeley, Colorado. Jackie O's Pub and Brewery.
Wasn't that what Colin and Janine were telling us? Like, Weldworks, everyone's losing their shit over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're,
because we called out one of their beers and are looking out for. I can't remember what it was, but yes, very much.
Good job, Colorado. Spot that before Paste Magazine did.
Perennial Artisan Ales. Good job. That's a good job.
That was Colin and Janine.
Society.
Out
of San Diego.
Know them. Love them.
Love them. Used to love them when we got their
beer.
Yeah,
Mike. Mike's not there anymore.
Jay Wakefield Brewing, Miami, Florida. Austin Beer Garden Brewing.
Yeah. What the hell?
Austin Beer Garden Brewing Company.
ABGB.
B Beer Garden Brewing.
ABGB.
So is Tioga going to start going to Tioga Beer Garden Brewing? No. You're going to do an offshoot?
Offshoot.
But the Austin Beer Garden Brewing Company, they won some medals at GABF last time.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I used to know somebody that worked there. So it was pretty cool. But, you know, whatever.
Yes, it does.
Their Rocket 100 pre-prohibition style Pilsner is the one that won gold at GABF.
Wow. Rocket, isn't that what on the top 100 songs? What's that when something rockets to the top? It's called something specific.
Rock and roll?
No. Never mind. Pulling away from reference.
Oh, man.
Moving on.
And Tired Hands Brewing.
Heard of them.
Ardmore, Pennsylvania. There you go.
We knew all these, except for the ones that we didn't know. And the ones that we didn't know, they're stupid.
Yep. Just get lost.
Yeah. Dumb reference cult.
Why don't you just go on get out of here?
Do you guys think?
No.
With that, now that hazy, the hazy beer, year of the hazy beer, do you think Russian River will make a hazy IPA? Ooh. Do you think they will make one?
Wow.
Would they do that?
Craft beer.
With their new facility going up.
Craft beer will jump the shark for sure if they do.
Right, do you think they're sitting around going, you know, we can't do that. It's just too, we can't.
I like to think Vinny's on the phone right now calling Ken Grossman going, what the fuck you doing?
Hey, man, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Seriously.
Told us we weren't going to respect the style. Now look what you've done.
What are you doing right now?
If Sierra Nevada's putting hazy beer in the grocery stores, it's over.
It's over. I think Ken took a nap and somebody got in there and
he's started like,
flipping switches.
I'm going to Thailand for vacation for 2 weeks. Don't anyone do anything crazy. Don't start making hazy beer.
See that pile of flake totes over there? Don't touch it. Why is it here? Don't.
Make sure you're filtering everything, guys. Mm-hmm. Call me if you get crazy. You're like, okay, Ken. On vacation. So as he closes the door. All right. What hazy beers are we going to do?
Look, I already got the label art approved.
Here. All right. Go. 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 Go.
Phil. Oh, he's coming. He forgot his keys. He's coming.
Hey, man. We're just over here filtering.
Why are you sweating?
Filtering like crazy.
I was watching Cops.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm waiting. I'll be watchful eye on Russian River. Anyone that, for the first one that sees Russian River making a hazy beer, you contact us immediately.
Yeah.
Social media or whatever. Call us, call my landline at my house.
The bat phone?
Yeah. It's like, hey, Mike, what's going on? Russian, what? Russian, yeah. Russians are coming? No. Russian River. Hazy beer. Oh, my God. Hit the red button. Yeah. Nick, Matt, emergency podcast. Emergency podcast. Get in the studio right now.
Yes.
What's going on? Obviously, you know what's going on. Russian River's making a hazy beer. It's over. Last show. This is it. Last show.
Craft beer's over. We're over when...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, okay. What are we going to do when craft beer's over? What the hell are we going to do?
That's true.
We have a Budweiser show?
What? Oh, man.
Hazy Budweiser? That's when it's really over.
Yeah.
When AB InBev makes a hazy beer.
Like when they did Black Crown and...
yep.
What was the other... Amber Bock, the Michelob...
Amber Bock. Good stuff. Yeah.
They're bringing back the Amber Budweiser.
Amber Budweiser. Is that a stripper's name?
For the Super Bowl?
I guess that was the post-prohibition beer that they made was an Amber Lager.
Wow.
In a stubby bottle, and I saw a commercial for it they're bringing
this
back.
This is all they have is packaging, different ways to package and market. There you go. That's really it's not Russian River making hazy beer. It's a AB InBev, a brewer making hazy beer. I'm sure it's like Elysian and whatever. I'm sure freaking Golden Road makes something hazy or something, but a Budweiser labeled product making hazy Budweiser.
Oh yeah, they don't really have to keep up with the Joneses anymore, huh? They'll just have their minions do it.
They just have one of their little
their
little crafty breweries and make them
10 barrel hazy.
Genius guys.
I feel like you guys just figured that out.
Yeah, bro. These rust, this ABM guys, man, they do stuff like that. You guys know that?
Go make hazy. You go now.
I feel like we need like a stout break.
Oh, yes. It's almost ready.
Oh, wait. It's not ready yet? Okay.
You know, no, you mean a stout, not a stout
outstanding
break.
Outstanding break.
Stout resurgence. Stout.
Keep going.
Reckoning.
Stout reckoning. Stout influx. Stout starter. Stout course.
What you stouting about, Willis?
That was good enough. Oh, dude.
Oh, man. New beer.
Oops. I used my big glass.
Back we didn't use that Luponic one. That one's a little bit bigger.
Oh, no. We still need the shape.
New beer donated to us by Colin and Janine. We got a beer porch bomb on our P.O. box this week. And it was from... And by the way, our P.O. box, there was like an extra note in the box. And it was last week. And I was like, "Oh shit!" It was like it looked like a notification. It wasn't like you have a package. It was like we have a situation note.
Yeah,
I
sir.
Like, I was like, "Oh shit!" They found us out. They found us out. I was like, "Oh, it's over. It's over." And it was just like, "Hey, this is the holidays. Make sure to pick up your packages quickly because we don't have much space." Blah blah blah. I was like, "Oh, thought they were gonna cut us off,
sir." We had to drink your beer. We were forced to drink all your beer that was sent to you.
Oh, man. Our Colorado reps, the Great Divide Oatmeal Yeti, the classic Oatmeal Yeti Imperial Stout.
Oh,
there ain't nothing wrong with this.
It smells delicious.
There's one thing wrong with this. There's not more of it.
Yeah,
here's the more of it. There's right there.
I mean, after this bottle.
You get to have that one. You get to keep it by you.
What?
Just rinse it out a few times, and then you'll have stout water.
Just keep licking the side of the glass.
That's very
nice.
Feels very December-y.
I just cheers to my empty glass right now.
No way to go. Nice caramely, dark, rich head.
That's delicious.
Low on the bitterness.
That's the way stouts are supposed to be.
Low on the bitterness.
That's the way stouts are supposed to be.
No, there's a little heat to it.
There's heat, but there's not no Rasputin-y bitter.
Not them Rasputin-y bitter.
The oatmeal creams it up a little bit, too. See? Flaked oats? Good in stouts. Not in IPAs.
Used properly. They're good. Yes. Uh-oh.
Read the suggested food pairings. My brother is going to like most of these.
All right. Rolled oats softens Yeti notorious.
No, food pairings, bottom.
Roasted backbone. Duck poutine.
Mm-hmm.
Steak au poivre.
Mm-hmm.
Poivre. Goddamn.
Yep.
Son of a bitch. Banana cream pie.
Yep. Oh, I can see that.
Stilton.
I think that would be good.
So they want you to have blue cheese, grilled portobellos, and banana cream pie. Could you do it?
Then it's a special occasion that everybody gets to know this is my last Yeti ever.
Delicious.
You sons of bitches. Wow. What's going on here?
It's going to take us an hour to get through these.
That's good. It
feels like there's a lot.
Not that I'm saying that there was any social media foreshadowing how many people were going to call in today.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. You can call that for the Dorktown Network. You can call that number and leave us a voicemail. You can also email it to us. That is something you can do, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. That's what this person did and is the first voicemail of the week.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It is Friday night. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Colin and Janine. We apologize Colorado immensely reps. For the Rocky Mountain High song. That's Colin. He sounds like a kazoo.
Yeah, Mikey. You called me out, man.
No, kazoo. I'm calling you out. He never called you a kazoo.
He's like, who's a kazoo?
I was like, I'm not that good. That.
But anyways, he does sound like a kazoo. But they had liquor, so it's not our fault. It's never the liquor's fault.
Get away from liquor.
And we didn't drunk or butt email you. We drunk emailed you. There's a difference. Just FYI.
There is.
I'm not prepping any of that, so.
So right now, I am drinking a Fantabulous beer. And it is a chocolate pecan pie stout.
What?
Which maybe you will get to try soon someday. Mm-hmm. From Weldworks Brewing Company that is freaking wink, wink. Awesome.
There it is.
Love it. Been drinking a lot of it. I mean,
more Weldworks. Weldworks yeah, is
Weldworks is the shit. They and really my daughter it. Goes to college up in Greeley, Colorado. So we've been making
my
her
daughter
beer.
Daughter in college?
And, wait, you know, just that's, a second. That's what we get for paying her tuition, right?
But does her mom go to college?
Sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, so she gets to be our runner. And Colin is enjoying.
It's called Beer Meal.
Looking for, makes a beer. They're Arvada. But they make a beer called Heisenberg. It's a chili pale ale. So sometimes I'm like, is your chili pale going to be really hot or kind of hot? They're like in the middle of the ground. I'm like, okay, it's pretty good.
They are not in Arvada.
You yeah, tell them. They're on a little you time. Tell them, Janine.
But their beer is like, so their Heisenberg is supposed to be their chili ale. But it's good. Like, it's not like kick your ass. And it's not a ghost face killer. Good. It's good. Pretty tasty, yeah. So.
And we just got back from my office Christmas party. Uh-oh. And just so you all know, I am a nurse.
Damn
so
it, she
so this office
it.
Christmas party involves doctors. And Colin found out that doctors aren't that fun to hang out
they're
with.
They're so great. I'm like, where's the penis? And they're like, excuse me, sir, I don't understand what you're saying. Like,
they don't
do
know
where
the penis
is.
Is?
And they don't connect any of that.
None of that ever happened.
That's true.
They just don't want to talk to him because they don't think they'll have anything in common with a with a plumber with a construction worker.
No, that's probably true. I don't know.
And
they're like, can we get this party over with so really
just,
quick?
Just like, say, do you watch Walking Dead?
Do you want some shots? Yeah,
just have,
like a really bad beer too. Like,
I actually have to operate in the morning.
Loves all your
so only two.
References.
Only two.
Oh my god!
It's his favorite movie. We have all kinds of posters and paintings of the Big Lebowski, and he loved Scotty B's.
Over the line, Smokey.
Loves Scotty B's Eagle cover.
That's true. That's true.
Eagles
over the line. Even though we hate the fucking Eagles.
Yeah. So. We just
shut
want
the
say,
fuck up, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Good work, guys.
Just in and out.
This is probably like 15
minutes. In and out on Wilshire.
Again.
And yes, we'll go the in and out.
How do I make a stop? Don't tell Mike yet.
Stop. Stop.
Baby, I can't make a stop.
Oh, yes. That was perfect.
Mad down, dude. Mad down.
There were no shots fired.
Oh man, you haven't listened to Dorktown throughout the years because that was the number one movie reference in Dorktown historically.
Historically. Shabbos, dude. I don't roll on Shabbos.
Shabbos, dude. We said it was emergency, dude. I know, Walter. Thanks, guys. Colin and Janine, having fun. Having fun, getting drunk, having fun, calling the show.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Holiday partying it up.
Yay. Doctors. You're like, what's up, bros? You guys drink?
No, actually, I operate, so I only drink before operations.
Since we're not operating.
I don't drink at parties, actually. It's only when I operate.
Perfect. Or, hey, boys, it's Florida Steve. Hey, I'm just calling. I'm listening to the show because I'm driving home from work.
Good job.
And single can slam. For your question, as far
Ouch. It cut off. Whoa. It's not our fault. Or, well, it's
apparently
could be
he had a question.
Damn it.
I have a question.
Thanks. He didn't call back either, so that means he didn't know it cut him off. Damn it, son of a bitch. Florida Steve, with a mystery may never be solved.
Hey, guys!
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm driving!
It's gotta be.
It's been a while since I left you a driving voicemail.
Yes, wow. It's a driving.
Haven't been drinking.
Uh-oh.
I'm on my way to work now. But, you know, something that was pretty gosh darn stiffer.
It was tasty.
It was the Morning Rush, the most recent version of it. It was the maple and junk. And you know what? That was pretty gosh darn good. But beyond that, I don't know what it... I know it was about 12%, but man, I really felt it. And I just got off work. I split it with somebody. I just only did a half a pint. And wowzers, I was really feeling the buzz on that.
Yeah.
Wow, I was feeling it, folks. Really feeling it. And I'm running out of time to leave you a voicemail before the next week's show, so just wanted to call and tell you I was feeling it.
Yeah.
I was feeling it good, too. So, oh yeah, I always think that there's something important I gotta say, but usually isn't. But then I remember it after I get off the phone, and then it's too late.
Yeah.
But anyway, keep up great work! I'm driving!
Scotty! Woo! He was seriously driving, man. We always like the legitimate driving voicemails from Scotty B. Scotty B. Voicemails. Having a good time, drinking beer. Talking about it on the podcast.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Santa Chu here. Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Chu.
To all my hoes and all my hood rats.
Santos Carlos.
To the hood rats.
Ho, ho, ho. Vale, Santa Chu is here. So hey, little boys and girls. What do you guys want for Christmas? I have, let me see, Junior Bear sent me his wish list.
Oh, good.
Now this little boy under is the seat, crazy.
He's been a good boy.
I mean, kids and girls, I don't can't do it. I say, it's hard for me to be jolly, eh? I'm like, I'm cool, homes, but to be jolly, that's a little weird, eh? All right, Junior Bear. I just want to wish everybody a
get out from the water.
And Prospero Ohio holes. That's a happy new year to my Americano friends. And just a quick thing, homes.
Nuevos
Rancheros. What's on your wish list? What's on your drink list, Dan?
Drink
better
list.
Better question. What's on your drink list? What are the 2 year beers drinking? I think my stouts and porters, homes. Stoutella, need you? Amazing deal, pretty good, eh?
Producer Becky's been forced to drink that this week.
Forced to?
No, she's been all right with it.
I just been tuning into the porters, homes. And for Christmas, I'm going to dig into all my Tioga Sequoia beers that I've actually been cellaring in my refrigerator since last year, homes, since the 2 takeover set. So I'll be drinking my cake rush, my cake, my all the nothing. They still have that, homes, so is that a... that I won't drink it till you say so. But is that a classic? Should I hold on to that and use it as like a trait, like a cake bargaining tool, homes? Also got a what else do I got, homes? I got all the stuff you guys made. This is so that seems like a good menu for Christmas. What do you guys do for Christmas? Other than that, homes, just chew your beer. I just want to spread some cheer and some love to all my homies and hangers out there, and just have a safe Christmas. I say. That's about it, homes. Chew your beer might be coming to Fresno, but I'll keep you posted. There's a lot of things I want to do. Not really, like, we'll see, homes. Other than that, Feliz Navidad, motherfuckers. Love it. Peace out, eh?
Feliz Navidad, Chu. Thank you. Santa Chu.
Santa Chu.
Santa Chu wants to come down your chimney and bring all the beers you want. Leave them under your tree.
Yeah.
You better leave out some beer. Cookies and beer.
The guy with the hair.
Perfect four. Hey, it's Evil Circle calling in. I'd like to leave a message for Santa this week.
No.
If it doesn't exist, I would like a stainless steel Teku glass. I don't know if it exists. If it does not exist, I'm telling that right now, but a stainless steel insulated Teku glass. I would like it delivered on Monday. You know? I live in Fontana. You guys know where I live. So hopefully I'm good.
Santa knows.
So hopefully that stainless steel ticket class will show up. Besides that, guys, keep up the good work, and hopefully Georgetown will make a comeback one day. Talk to you guys later.
Later, bro. What? He wants a stainless steel... checkered stainless steel glass? Is that what he's saying?
I couldn't make out that word.
Pretty sure
the word between stainless steel and glass.
He wants a checkered stainless steel glass. That's what I got.
Checkered.
Evil Circle.
I don't know.
Help me out, bro.
I don't know. Guys are crazy.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Paul!
I didn't. So the thing that kept happening.
Yes.
Google Voice was still happening, but I finally. So it's the woman says, please state your name. And Google Voice will try to get through to Dorktown. So this time I actually just said my name, and then it started ringing, and boom. So anyway,
it's doing that. That's what it's doing.
Caller ID. For like 3 weeks in a row, I didn't actually say my name. Anyway, I just thought of an idea that is going to get me out of the poorhouse once and for all. I'm starting a band called Cheers for Beers. And yes, it's a Tears for Fears cover band
that
turns all the songs into beer-related songs. So, like, we got
one
for Nick, Stout, Let It All Out,
all right.
And so on. It's going to be huge.
Huge
on the stouts and on you, right?
Oh, man.
So be looking out for that one. I want to tell you about a couple Sierra Nevada hits and misses. The first is the hit. And I wouldn't be surprised if you'll be drinking it this week. It's the Hazy.
Yep.
pretty solid. You know, it's not like the best beer in the world, but for the money, the fact you can get a six-pack of that for under $12.
Yep.
That's exactly it is a highly drinkable beer. Then there's one called Hop Bullet, which is a double IPA. And that's a piece of shit.
Whoa! So
avoid the Hop Bullet, but go for the Hazy.
Thanks for taking
for
that bullet
Keep
for us.
Keep up the good work, and I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
In the voicemail realm. Cheers.
Yeah. So somewhere in your Google
again.
Somewhere in your Google settings, it has a feature where it's like, "Do you want robots to not call you?" And you're like, "Yeah." And it's like, "Okay." Yeah. The person will have to state their name as if they're calling from a. From a collect.
Interesting.
So, Hot Bullet. These are the beers he can do without. Come on.
These are the beers he can do without. Come on.
Hey, he took a bullet for us, all right?
I'm talking to you through Google Voicemail.
Not a silver bullet.
Man, good to hear, Paul. Good to hear, Bob.
We're here, Santa Claus. Uh-oh. I'm leaving you my wish list.
Hey, wait a minute.
I tried to send you a postcard, but that shit got returned back to me, so
what?
I didn't know how to put a stamp on it.
He's doing it again?
No, he's talking to him, his alter ego now.
Everybody listens to it across the world, homes, so I hope you get it in time, man. Dear Santa, this is Tuyo Beer, and I like a Red Rider Springfield BB gun. Also,
Springfield?
I would like a lump of coal, not because I was a bad boy, but because I want to smoke some pork one day. Also, dear Santa, can you please make the perfect pour more than 2 hours long, or maybe like two shows in a week?
What? Nobody wants that.
Good Lord.
Nobody wants my work schedule is long, and I need something cool to listen to that puts a smile on my face.
As soon as I get divorced, Joe, I'll get on that.
Also, Santa, I'd like to thank you for not burning my house down, because, you know, that would have been pretty, you know, sad. And
he saved it. Santa saved Joe's house.
I hope you're really hooking them up, eh? Like with the owls or something. Also, Santa, how did you celebrate Chewversity, Holmes? The 1 year anniversary of Chew taking over the perfect port. just asking, Holmes. Also, Santa, last thing I want to ask for, Santa, can you give me Miss Claus' number, Holmes? I like them thick, Holmes.
Whoa.
And she knows how to cook.
Wow. So, DM her on Instagram. She'll respond.
All right, Santa. This is Chewy Bear, and I know I've been good, Holmes. I've been really good, eh? So hook me up. I can watch, right?
Hook him up with those Mrs. Claus pics. She's on Snapchat, probably. You can find her. Get all the Mrs. Claus pics you want.
Hey, buddy. Montana Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Check it in.
How are you doing? Hi.
Since Single Cam Slam left me a message last week, and I forgot to call in. I wanted to answer his question. He asked for a garage.
Ah!
Wow.
Cut him off, too.
Striking out.
Florida Steve and Fontana Jim both got cut off, and they both didn't know. Damn it. Sorry, guys.
Grace?
I don't know if we should just switch to a different thing or not. I mean, everybody calls this the... So, should we just switch? Because there's different options, but...
Wow, that didn't take long. Apparently.
I love gold!
Did you hear that? If you listen closely, you could hear the foil being opened.
We could wait.
No, go ahead. I'm shocked you went for that one.
You put the cap back on. Too late, bro. It's open.
As you were, Mikey.
No. I'm serious. Open it.
We want it now! Damn it!
I didn't think you would be interested in it, is what I'm getting at.
Not like that it's not ready. I like chai beers.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh, my God.
I learned something new today.
Just open. That Yeti pack that Colin and Janine sent us,
yes.
It's getting used immediately.
Oh, hell yeah. This, apparently, I'm air quoting really hard, guys. This is stout season.
Mm-hmm.
So stout screw season. You, go stout home. Yeah,
season.
It's there's only one season, and that's it. And then
I'm drinking all these beers.
When the season's over, you stop. I mean, when baseball season's over, you don't keep playing baseball, do you?
Well, so it rained this morning, so it probably means it snowed somewhere. So it probably means it's Yeti season. So,
oh.
Yosemite, I'm sure it snowed.
It snowed, bro.
This is the Chai Yeti Imperial Stout from Great Divide. So we had the regular Yeti.
I forgot which glass I poured that in.
Oatmeal. We had the oatmeal Yeti. Now we're having the Chai Yeti.
You'll find out.
I will find out.
Find out real quick.
But if we're going to blow through these if it's stout season.
Yeah. I like a good chai. So
I'm not...
Chai beer, not...
I'm not sure what I'm supposed latte. To... I don't drink chai.
There's a milky tea, sweetness so. To it.
Yep.
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to get. Okay.
Bottled on September 28, 2017.
I get it. I'm totally get it.
What's the food pairings with this one?
It's traditional chai spices of cinnamon, green cardamom, black pepper, ginger, nutmeg, vanilla, and blend, blah, 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 blah. So
mm-hmm.
There are no food pairings on this one.
Dough.
There it is. Hearty Sherpa stew.
What?
With seasonal vegetables and homemade dumplings.
Is that a Star Wars reference?
No.
Ooh, roasted butternut squash.
It's a hiking reference.
I'd be okay with that. Brother would like this one. Garlic naan.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Also Indian foods. Yep.
Spinach sag paneer.
Panay?
P-A-N-E-E-R.
I think that's a cheese.
But it says spinach.
Yeah, no. Oh, you can put spinach and cheese, sir.
Rice pudding with crazy. Cinnamon and nutmeg.
I think paneer's a cheese.
Okay.
Like a cubed cheese dish.
Right.
With spices.
I could see butternut squash going with this.
Butter. Did Mikey get some? Where's he at?
He's sleeping. I got some. I'm drinking.
He's sleeping on the job. Did you just see that?
This definitely is one that's going to warm up well.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh no. Hey. No.
We're Paul,
no.
Baby.
I forgot. I wanted to mention the beer industry's biggest irony. And you'll have to forgive me because I have to mention buyout beer for a second. So Lagunitas, for years now, has been making the High Westified barrel-aged coffee imperial stout, aged in High West whiskey barrels.
Okay.
But they stopped using High West because High West was recently acquired by none other than Constellation, who owns Ballast Point. So Lagunitas doesn't want to use buyout whiskey barrels. How's that for ironic?
What the heck?
That's awesome.
Good to know your integrity's still intact, Lagunitas. Yeah. So we were all getting worried when you did a full buyout with Heineken that you were going to stop caring about the little guys. But apparently, they still do. So now they are aging their Imperial Stout in a smaller brand's whiskey barrels. So take that. I also wanted to wish you guys a super-duper happy holiday. And everybody out there, all the listeners, happy, happy holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate. Cheers, and hey, cheers for beers, right?
Hell yeah.
See ya.
Paul.
Wow.
Thank you, apparently. Paul. It just makes the show just a little bit happier that Paul's on it.
Double. What he said is Pepsi doesn't like Coke. That's all he said.
Double Paul.
So Heineken's like, I'm not buying Constellation. I'm not aging my beer in Constellation barrels. No way, no how.
That's hilarious. No, you can't use that. That's owned by somebody else.
Oh, no, that's buyout. Oh,
really?
I'm sorry. Who's your owner? Heineken. And you're worried about what barrels? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do we own a whiskey brand then? Because we kind of need one. Go buy a whiskey brand.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
Oh.
So I just called to ask Santa for something. And this is what I want from Santa.
Right.
I want an all-expense-paid trip to Vegas.
Whoa.
Because Vegas, you could drink all around the clock. They don't stop serving it, too. Mm-hmm. Drink all the whole time. Whatever you want. Yep. And I think the Luxor would be a nice hotel to
I've done that.
I ain't really that picky, but
I feel like he's getting at something.
I'm thinking
Let's
Luxor.
Let's see.
Yep. Okay, Santa, get on that. And I want to wish holiday cheer to everybody, too. Yeah. Happy holidays. You know.
Happy holidays.
Well, anyway, keep up the great work.
I'm drinking Scotty B.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Keep up the good work, guys. I did mention this before, but at the Luxor, it's not that easy to find craft beer in Vegas. There was an episode way back when I went to Vegas and I talked about it, but at the Luxor, there's a bar that's sort of hidden away.
Nice.
And it's very stark. Like, there's not a whole lot of flashiness to it. It's just like a bar. And it's back in the corner. I want to say, I'm going to say the southeast corner of the Luxor.
Sure.
My best way to describe it. And there's this little bar. and it actually has craft beer in there. It's not nice. Necessarily a craft beer bar, but it's got craft handles.
Okay.
And it's the only way you'll get craft beer in the Luxor.
Wow.
At least when I was there. And so look. So if there is one in there, if you want to search it out, it's in there, back nice. In the corner. And then there's a craft beer bar, I want to say, in Planet Hollywood. And it's legit. It has a lot, like more than you'll need to know. Wow. So I'm pretty sure it's back in the restaurant section of Planet Hollywood, back in the
very nice.
Corner of the thing.
The Monte Carlo has a bar too. Has an actual craft beer bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called.
I didn't know that.
It's like it's generically titled. It might even be called mm-hmm. the pub.
Uh-huh.
But they had at least 20 to 30 handles.
Oh.
Of at that time craft beer. Half of them were probably buyout beers. Now.
Exactly. Yeah, 3 years ago. What was a craft beer bar 3 years ago might not be right. anymore.
If they've maintained the same flavors.
Yeah.
So there are options in Vegas.
Vegas tips. Scotty B wants to go to Vegas. Set him up at the Luxor.
And in the Hard Rock in Lake Tahoe.
Hello, this is Santa Claus puppet for life.
Oh, God.
For Christmas. I would like there to be more cherry popper ales.
And for cherry popper ales, got it.
Cool. Zach's Brewery finally open.
Zach's Brewery. Oh.
More pretty girls to put racy pictures on the Instagram with craft beer.
You mean the 880 girls that. Craft beer girls beer on Instagram?
Are not
enough. All those girls will put racy pictures of buyout beer because that's funny. That makes me laugh. And for cherry beer to have another.
Wow. That's what happens when you just let everything in. Okay.
That was pretty bad.
I feel like somebody is trying to go past their two call minimum right now, but we'll just have to let it slide.
I think that was in the Twitter inbox that somebody slipped in three voicemails last week.
Somebody's complaining that somebody, maybe Chews, is figuring out finagling the two voicemail maximum.
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Cody from 3BZ and Podcast.
Whoa! Whoa, this is celebrity!
Where it's usually beautiful and sunny, but it's raining right now for whatever reason. I don't know where that's coming from. I wanted to call and wish you guys a Merry Christmas. Ooh. You guys are amazing people.
What?
And if I can sit on Santa's lap, which I did earlier today,
whoa.
And tell him some things I want for Christmas, I would definitely want Chew Your Beer to get a nice big piece of meat that he can smoke. I want Mikey to get all that Pliny he can have.
Yes.
I want the rest of the guys to get whatever beers they have in their dreams. That's what I told Santa today, just so you guys know.
Wow.
And I want someone to give Scotty B a ride once in a while. I'm driving so much. It'd be nice for someone to give him a ride.
Guys, I'm riding!
Take a nap in the back of a car. It's a nice way to go. And for myself, what I want for Christmas is I want Greg from San Diego Beer Talk Radio dressed as a teddy bear under my tree.
Aww. With
a mixed four-pack of that juicy, juicy haze.
Juicy. And, I got juice for you.
I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. You guys are great. Have a great new year. And hopefully we'll see you guys in real life in 2018.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one. That's a prediction. That's a good prediction. Oh, man. That was Cody from 3BZ Podcast.
Can we just end the show here? That's all we need to do.
Thank you, Nicolas Cage, for calling in.
Oh, man. I felt
is that his new role? Yeah. This is Cody from 3BZ.
Another podcast call, then I
we got to find the treasure.
Gotta find beer that's not hazy. Come on, guys.
He's in between Ghost Rider movies, so he fills in on the 3BZ podcast.
Nice.
I'm going to Vegas. To kill myself. Last
you see
voice.
My hair?
Last hey guys, voicemail. Greg
from SD Beer Talk.
Whoa!
All they want for Christmas is more Chew Your Beer. that and another great year with all some awesome craft beer friends. And please let Matt talk a little bit more next year.
We'll think about it. Can.
You know, it's a tall order right now, but Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone else. Bye.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you for all the beer that we've drank on the show. Thanks to SD Beer Talk.
He's just being nice because I keep forgetting to ship out his package.
He's like, if I be more nice than Matt, maybe I'll get that package back. Thank you, Greg, from SD Beer Talk. And 3BZ and SD Beer Talk are bros. Beers with friends, other bros that call us. If you're another beer podcast that listens to us, but you don't ever call us, we'll know. Like, let us know, so then we can talk about you. Because we're craft in the podcast world, we operate like craft beer does, where we prop each other up. We're like, hey, that guy's, you know, other craft brewers are like, that guy's brewing some good beer. Go check him out. We'll do the same. We're the same way with the podcast. Like if I go to Pine and Palm and I bump into Matt, maybe I bump into someone from Tioga. That's not like, oh, bro, isn't this your competition? You're like, no, we hang out. We like craft beer, and it doesn't matter where we're at. We'll go to all those, and that's the way the podcasting world is, man. So cheers to everyone. Next week we'll start crying because it'll be the end of the year show, and we'll be looking, appreciating and loving all our everyone, and looking forward to 2018. I'd love to. I was listening to, I don't know, it was either 3BZ or SC Beer Talk the other day. And I was just like, man, one day wouldn't it just be so awesome to be on one of their shows and in person, live in person.
Whoa.
Because I think Nick's been on, right? Haven't you been on?
No.
No?
No.
We're thinking about our old friends.
You must be thinking of Mike Sardina that was just on the Brewing Network the other day. That's probably what you're thinking of. Yep. In person.
Old news. Oh, he was there. Oh, yeah. I saw him at Santa Adiris today. So I'm checking in.
Oh, he's over there today?
Yeah, he's over at Santa Adiris right now. That guy, Mike Sardina. Would love them all. Thank you guys for calling, giving us content and all the things.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her.
I like pretty much everybody just wants Chew to have meat and beer.
Meats.
Like, Santa, could you just bring Chew your beer stuff?
Meats and beers.
That's good stuff. Well, you guys, we're all good.
We
got beers. I'm good. We're having fun.
You got a freshie in front of you.
A freshie? Have I had it? Oh, no. Yeah, I do. Beers. Releases to look out for. I've been looking out for a milkshake IPA.
Oh, where would you find one of those?
Right in my hand.
Nice.
I love gold.
Greg from SD Beer Talk has sent us.
Whoa, sorry.
Santas?
Santa says. Frosted very vanilla milkshake IPA from Toolbox Brewing.
You're a toolbox.
Now going from left to right of your podcast dial, Matt's got his hands on it. And it is milkshakey. We haven't had something specifically called a milkshake IPA on the show. So this is our first official milkshake IPA, and it is there's no way to see through it.
Oh, great. Can't wait for this one.
I do get vanilla milkshake. I don't mind this aroma.
Oh, there's vanilla.
Wow, that is vanilla. Not messing around. You're not going to forget it. I don't mind this, but wow, it's vanilla. No comments from the brothers.
I like it. I'm not afraid of a vanilla. It's too sweet.
Oh.
It's like candy.
Candy. It's kind of nice, though. It's kind of fun. It's fun beer. Matt, what are you looking out for?
One of my coworkers, John Brazy, he went
that
up to
San... That guy brews beer.
He went up to Santa Rosa to go visit his family, and I think they had a holiday party. But he picked me, or he picked us up something from Hen House, so I'm excited to see what he's going to bring back to me and or what might make it to the podcast.
So he's bringing back Hen House, but not Russian River. Is that what I'm hearing?
Why? Yeah.
I mean, Russian River doesn't can, okay? Ooh, when are we going to see some cans from Russian River?
I've been given a fair amount of Russian River, so I wouldn't mind to get something from that area. So, yeah. If that's your opinion, then I just won't bring it on the podcast.
No, I'm just saying.
I was just trying to be nice.
If you go to Santa Rosa, don't bring back Russian River. That's whatever. What I'm saying. Nothing wrong with bringing back Hen House.
I'd probably sooner go to Hen House because I do like to go to places that are a little bit more deserted and not totally a shit show. So.
What? That's true. I've heard about people that go in there really drunk and they'll drop their.
Oh,
they're playing the younger, and then
their second playing the younger,
and then they'll make some Japanese tourist guys their best friend, even though they don't know how to say anything to each other. And then they'll get kicked out, and then they'll make a scene in the line trying to buy a case of Pliny.
This is oddly get kicked specific.
Out. I've heard this happens.
Yeah, yeah. That guy.
No, nothing about it though.
Is that picture on the wall now? Do not let this guy in.
Don't let beer podcasters
it's in. It's okay. I got a podcast.
It's okay. I got a podcast. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
My favorite kind
Media
of place.
Media Pass, motherfucker.
My favorite kind of place is there's a zombie pub crawl going on less than a mile away, but nobody comes over. So this Hen House could be way more my speed than Russian.
Yeah,
River.
I know. Whenever there's always a Star Wars pub crawl when the Star Wars movie comes out, and somebody will be like, "Oh, hey, you going to that?" I'm like, "No, I'm not going to that." That means I got to hang out with straight people I don't know
and nerds.
But they're like, "It's Star Wars and it's beer." Yeah, those are two things that are really awesome, but I don't really want to participate in that. Thank you.
Wow, you're nerd shaming.
I'm not shaming them. I don't feel like being around strangers, but thanks.
Can't handle you nerds right now.
Nah, you guys are too nerds for me,
man.
There's a huge nerd Star Wars nerd session at the Thanksmas party in the kitchen.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
I had to leave.
Matt knows all kinds of spoilers that he doesn't care about.
Yeah, I had to leave to avoid the spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
They weren't even really giving away spoilers. Like, did this part of the movie surprise you? Yeah, it surprised me.
That's all Matt was hearing. He was hearing blah, 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 blah. Movie surprise.
Do you think they're just not giving a fuck in this series and they're just doing things to kind of ruin if somebody else were to direct something? Or
you were listening.
Do you think they're just really trying to separate it from the old trilogy by just killing off all the old characters? So now they're ruining plots, so it's just kind of its own thing and...
You're listening way too intently, bro. You're into it. You're a Star Wars nerd, and you just won't say it.
I'm glad that's what Thanksmas can do, is bring nerds together.
Nerds.
Yeah, I was just drinking beer.
Where we're at, looking out for us. Who's not done? Matt?
I've already.
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
Well, Nick.
I only have a short list of 30 beers.
Mm. Is it in one pack?
30 pack, variety pack.
Awesome. Just kidding.
Beers of the World from Cost Plus.
World Market.
Cost Plus World Market.
I'd like the Beer Adventure Kit where you don't know what beers are in the mixed pack. Have you seen that, the 12 Days of Christmas?
Isn't it a little too late to start your, what's it called, advent calendar?
What kind of lagers?
Yeah.
What kind of European lagers will I get?
They have a box. The only reason I want it is because I feel like I'd be playing that game on Price is Right where you punch the question marks and you don't know what prize is inside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you punch the top of the case of beer and you pull out the beer and it's a mystery beer. But you got 12 days of Christmas for 12 new beers. So, yeah, we're kind of late for that one.
Yeah. Well, there's do they still do that at Trader Joe's? They wrap up
the mystery. Oh, the mystery.
We haven't had that for
mystery
years.
Mystery six packs?
Yeah.
Gotta get I haven't one. Seen them in a while.
Maybe they stopped doing them.
They might have. That was a deal.
I mean, maybe they actually sell beer.
Their beer aisle slimmed down a little bit.
Ooh. They're supposed to have been moved over to River Park by now. Or that, whatever that is.
Oh, the, yeah.
It's taken a while.
The North, no?
No.
The no-no.
The no-no.
Super North, no?
When they do, I can't go to Trader Joe's
anymore. No longer.
Can't go.
Then you'll just have to go to Sprouts.
Sprouts. I'll go there.
Sprouts.
I'm at Sprouts.
They have okay beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beers aren't necessarily bad. They just tend to get old quickly.
Yeah, they're a place you got to watch the dates.
Yeah, watch the dates.
So watch the dates place, guys. That's what I do for public service. I go to... in front of stores that have date problems, and they'll be like, "Hey guys, you gotta watch the dates."
You pretend like you're like a Costco checker, like you got a highlighter.
Yep.
Like, hey, let me see that receipt.
Watch the dates.
Okay, you're good.
Did you see this date on this, bro? It says 12/16.
I meant food wise. If you're already up that far in North Fresno, you might as well just go to Total Wine.
Right.
But what if you're getting some brats?
Or BevMo. I'll still go into BevMo. It's quick.
BevMo's really shrunk.
Boom, boom.
As far as beer.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been in for about a month, so I don't know what's been happening.
They are down to just a normal selection of beer.
Normal selection.
Regular, average Joe's.
BevMo, now featuring a normal selection.
Yes.
Hey, guys, have you checked out the normal aisle? Oh, no, I didn't know.
Featuring check it out. Sam Adams.
Featuring all kinds of Sam Adams.
Yeah.
Featuring all the beers you can get at Buffalo Wild Wings.
It seems like they've given up on beer and they're just focusing on wine now.
Forget it. We've been beaten by Total Wine.
We're tired of beverages. We're going to focus on the more.
You know what, guys? In 2018, let's go for more.
Let's go for more. Cheese and wine. So, there's a brewery called Spider Bite Brewing Company.
Megadeth?
Interesting choice. Is it?
Did Peter Parker start that? Spider-Man reference.
So, who is Mr. Spider-Man anyway?
Spider-Man.
Mr. Spider-Man. So, their beer is called Boris the Spider. It's a Russian Boris. Imperial Stout.
Boris. I am Boris the Spider.
Yeah. How could you not love a spider named Boris?
You have to love it.
You must. Boris the Spider. I drink your beer.
Yeah, I drink your beer. Number 5 beer in all of Russia.
Yes, it is. And Hen House has paired with Fort Point.
Yeah.
To make a beer called Skeletor.
Ah, it says Skeletor. It's Skeletor.
Skeletor. But it has featured a very ominous evil villain on the cover.
That looks like Skeletor?
That very much looks like Skeletor. It's a Mosaic and Centennial Pale Ale.
UPS jets flying over. All your packages are getting sent out.
They're late. They've lost them.
Yep.
Tracking notification on its way.
Yeah, on its way. above Fresno, flying above Fresno right now.
So there you go.
There you go. Those are your looking outs.
Mm-hmm.
Faction Brewing. Bay Area's Faction Brewing. I have a beer. There's a beer out now that I haven't had. Winter IPA.
Mm.
Have you had this, Matt?
I want to say yes.
Spokeasy. Spokeasy. Feel like this is something Spokeasy's had. But I don't know. It seems brand new to me. It's got Citra, Cascade, and Simcoe.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, man. Okay. Sounds good.
I'll do it.
It's a good lineup. El Segundo's Broken Skull IPA, that Steve Austin IPA, it's back. They brought it back.
Where'd it go?
It was a good beer. It was like a seasonal. I thought it was going to be like a one-off or something, but they brought it back. So I'll have it again because it was good. Mm-hmm. It's a good beer. I said about the Laponic Distortion. I saw number 8 at Whole Foods tonight. I passed on it. Passed. I'll have it. Don't worry. Alvarado Street. This week's Alvarado Street. Faith No S'more.
Yeah.
Yes. Faith No More reference.
It is it.
It's a chocolate graham cracker marshmallow stout. Next up, Alice in Chains reference. I'm waiting for it. And I'm still looking out for Ninkasi cans. I have not seen them. We used to get Ninkasi pretty regularly, especially speaking of the Whole Foods. We would always get Ninkasi. But haven't seen Ninkasi in a while. And now they're switching to cans, so I'm ready for some Ninkasi cans. And haven't seen them. Want them. Looking out for them. And everything's kind of quiet right now because it's the end of the year. So 2018 year-end special next week. It's going to be crazy. Those are beers to look out for. How's it going, guys? You guys doing good? I was left alone for a while there.
What's going on here?
I just experienced what the show's like to be left alone. I didn't like it.
I don't like this one bit. Even Louie's not.
Even Louie wasn't paying attention.
You were ignored by everybody.
Yep. Yeah, man. We've been drinking beers all week. And then we figure, like, oh, dude, perfect for listener, they want to hear about what we've been drinking.
Do they?
Yep. I try to use Untappd as much as I can. We're all on Untappd.
Wasn't there a recount for the Untappd review readings?
Oh, yeah. There was. They tried to recount. We did a segment real quick, like a, should we read some live reading of listeners, perfect poor listeners, check-ins. And we did that and then put it out there, like, should this be a segment or not? And Twitter said no.
Mm-hmm.
Our Twitter followers said no, that should not be a segment. Okay. And then there was a big upheaval of people that wanted to be a segment. Say no, recount. But it has been said. They don't.
Oh, the recount still said no?
No, the recount, they want it. Yes, they want yes, but it said no. People said no.
Oh.
And that's a hard thing, like, for somebody that listens to the show to be, say, no about something. Somebody that likes the show, likes what we do, and say, no, I don't want that. That's, to me, that speaks pretty loudly. Like, that wasn't a good segment, bro. Don't do that.
Wow.
Because usually that kind of thing where you, like, ask somebody, you know, like you'll see in Instagram stories or something, you're like, should I do this? Is this a good idea? And everyone will be like, yes, do it. That's great.
Is that how they sound?
Yep, exactly. When I read it, that's how it sounds. And you rarely see somebody go, no, that's not a good idea. Don't do that. So, and so for it to get voted down on social media, that to me, that tells me that's bad. That's not a good segment to do. Oh. So we'll see, but right now, we're not doing it.
right now.
This week, I was at this party. This one dude held.
What?
Finally had my first celebration in a can.
Nice.
But, you know, now I've had it, so it's like old news. Oh, yeah. And had some of that Tioga Sequoia Star Wars beer.
Who?
The light and the darkness to meet it. I don't know what I'm saying.
Light to meet it and darkness rises.
Yeah,
come on.
Whatever.
Come on. Sure even I know
whatever
this.
You nerds with your Star Wars. I don't know, man. I don't get it. Yeah, I had all those. Went to Tioga Sequoia for Rush Day.
Wow.
I don't know if you've heard of it before.
Really?
I had the non-barrel age flight I voted on, and I voted square. At this Rush Day, at Tioga Sequoia, they give you four different beers made by local coffee, infused with local coffee. Each one has a different coffee maker in it. And then you vote. You secretly ballot which one you think is the best. And they have shapes for the ballots. And I voted for square. The square shape was the best. Everyone around me said square, too. I got a feeling that square won, but I don't know.
Did you cheat and look off somebody else's test?
I'm like, what'd you have? Square. Yeah, that's what I had.
Yeah, square is the right answer.
That's square, too. Whoa. So what do you think, what won, Matt? Do you know what won?
Oh, yeah, it was triangle, which is...
Really?
Oh. Yep.
That's bullshit. Recount.
Which was Valparaiso.
No, square was best.
Triangle.
Sorry.
Which...
There's a bunch of drunk line idiots. Must have voted for that.
Square was...
Get line lit. Getting lit.
You guys got line lit. Voting for triangle.
Litty titty. Let me see what square
was. Lit as in L-I-T, lit.
Square was component.
Component. It's
formerly known as snow train. Sorry. Snow train.
Snow train.
Slow train.
Ah.
Snowbury. Snowbury.
Well, that was the best.
Snubbanugana.
And I also had some from Revision Brewing, the Planet Lovetron. New England style IPA.
Yes, who brought that beer?
That was me.
Okay.
Sorry, bro.
No, you left some at the in the ice chest.
Nobody wanted to take it?
There's still two. And luckily, there's still ice in the ice chest.
Nobody took it? Well, you have that. You enjoy those, Nick, because I know how much you love the hazy
beer.
Great. You can find me, Mikey Topboer, Dorktown, on Untappd. Matt, Bearded Brewer, 87 on the tap. What have you been caught drinking this week?
So I have not felt too well, so I've been nursing a six-pack of Black Butte. Six-pack of the...
That's what he does when he's sick. You should see what he does when he's well, folks.
The Hazy IPA from Sierra Nevada and a four-pack of... the Ubadank. So it's sort of been nursing at home. I haven't been going too crazy or going out or anything like that. From the Brothers Thanksmas Party, I'd like to highlight the Light to Meet It and Darkness Rises. We sipped on those. I opened up a Thanks Brian, which was a crowd pleaser.
That was a good one.
And Zach's brought a lager on tap. And I was sipping that. And then...
Light bar lager.
A light bar lager.
Yes.
Did it say that?
It did.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the light bar lager.
I jammed out of there too early.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. I was like, here, Mikey, have more beer. And he's like, I got to go deal with the kids and family stuff. And I'm like, oh, God damn, come on.
I got to go get my
kids. He's like, and Irish exit.
Zip. Zippity boob.
And the one thing I did have was I went to go pick up dinner. On my way out, and I heard, that too.
Yeah.
I stopped by Hot PK to pick up some dinner, and they had, I was like, oh, I'll get a hop beer. And they were kind of thin on selections, and I look up, and, the chorus.
The beginning of No More Tears?
They had a Lucky Day IPA on draft at the Hot PK.
Really? Really?
So I had one of those.
Central Coast Brewing's Lucky Day IPA.
And I told...
Whoa, that's big time.
So was Shayna. I was all, I hope you're not offended with me, but I'm going to get one of those Lucky Day IPAs. Because, you know, you're at Hot PK. You figure you're going to get a hot beer. Yeah. But...
Excuse me, but I have something that's not your beer.
And they were okay with it.
Oh, man. That was your lucky day. A new beer that we're drinking right now from donated to the show by Colorado Reps, Colin and Janine. The great couple. Bright. Double IPA from... Can't tell, bro. Can't tell by this can, dude. What the fuck? Oh, Treehouse. Treehouse. No.
Yeah, it's very tiny font. It says, a beer made by Treehouse.
Yeah.
My phone's going crazy right now. Sorry.
It's good. It's good beer.
I don't normally drink Treehouse because it's very trendy.
Normally, Treehouse isn't that great, but this one's good. Right. This is a nice beer. It's good beer. Nick?
Sorry, I'm watching videos.
Your Binkots. I think we got all yours, Matt, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I wish I could remember them all.
Remember. Nick had a party.
I remember.
There was a trip in the woods, that Yeti.
You weren't untapping at your party, Nick?
No. Oh, God, no.
What kind of party is that?
I know.
I'm going to have a party in my house, and it's going to be untapped party, and it's going to be opposite. Where I'm going to be, if you're having a beer and you don't have your phone out, you're not doing something, I'm going to be like, dude, that's rude. Why don't you get your phone out and take a picture of it, check it in.
You're being impolite. We're all on social media.
Exactly.
We're all commenting on this beer right now.
I'm serious about this. Like, we're all online doing stuff. What's your problem?
So what do we have, a trip into the woods?
I bet you did.
Yeah. There was a regular narwhal.
There was a regular narwhal.
All right. So you had a regular narwhal.
And there was a trip in the woods narwhal.
There was the rum barrel.
Yep. Rum barrel. Light to meet it. Darkness rises. We had.
There was a triple IPA celebration. From Pure Brewing.
Yes, which I brought that.
Okay. I do remember that.
And then there was a couple of Belgians that were really terrible. And Chanel was talking them up. And, let's see, what else was there?
We did try the hazy from Sierra Nevada.
Yep. The lager. Light bar lager. Can, yep. And had that. Thanks, Brian. Then there was, what was there?
What was
Come
there?
Come on, memory.
There was something else dark that we had.
The rain dance
that was there
from Riley's.
Yep. What's his name about that? I actually don't know his name.
Jim and Julie.
There you go. And
no, all sticky, no icky was there.
There you go.
What?
That field was work.
Wow.
Field work.
Field work.
All sticky, no icky.
Yeah. Great party, man.
Great support. Great success.
Good people. No, I had a Zach's Lager, right? Was that what that was?
Light bar lager.
Yeah.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not making this up, bro.
You said you left too soon.
No, I remember. Now I remember I had it. Because I was like leaving out the door and Matt was like, hey.
Get a road beer or what?
Yeah, kind of.
Little road soda there.
No, it was like in a cup, and Matt gave it to me, and I had the cup, but then I was already out the gate.
Yeah.
And so I had nowhere to put the cup. I didn't want to put it, toss it in your yard. I'd be like, there's your cup.
You could have. I would have blamed it on somebody else.
So I brought it with me, and I put it in my cup holder in the car. So I sort of had an open container
in your
my
Uber?
Vehicle. Yeah, my Uber. I was a drug. I can say I drove my car perfectly sober. Unless there was a cop there at the party, which is now a Fresno PD policy.
Yeah.
Was there a cop?
Uh-huh. They were doing bar watch.
Yep. Yeah. We have a policy here now in Fresno, our Fresno PD.
Reinstated.
Reinstated, called bar watch, where a undercover cop, this is serious, an undercover cop will hang out where in like a noted bar,
mm-hmm,
and just like watch you. Yes. And then follow you out to your car, and if he thinks you're drunk, he'll follow you, and then they'll just pull you right over as soon as you pull out,
cross the line,
pull out of the parking lot.
Go ahead,
cross because the like line. Parking lot, I don't think it's like once you get on the city streets, that's when it gets illegal. Because by the way, no stop signs in the parking lot. You don't have to. You ignore those. Those are bullshit.
City college
technically. Even if you're asleep in the back of your car, you have keys, so you could intentionally drive a vehicle to harm somebody. So it just depends how crazy they want to get.
If you're like, no way, I shouldn't drive, I'm going to just sleep in my car, They could ring you up.
Yeah, so it's just you got to be the furthest away from, like, yeah, just.
Doesn't
total,
matter.
Total pass. No car keys, passenger,
mm-hmm,
or the teleport. That's what they want you to do, actually.
Teleport.
They just want you to teleport. They don't want you walking. They don't want you driving. They don't want you sleeping in a car. The no key. Just teleport.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's big man, big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Physical, instead of digitally big brother online, they're physically here watching you as a person.
Whoa.
That's gotta be I don't know if that's a messed up gig or a good gig for a policeman to hang out in the bar and wait for somebody drunk to walk out. And you get to follow him.
Oh, man.
It's messed up, man. I don't know. It's not good drunk. Nobody will never advocate drunk driving, obviously. You don't. Drunk driving.
No, that's not the
point.
But
it's just like, it's but
now we have
sort of weird.
A fledgling of a craft beer scene, and you know they're going to be staking out around those.
See, I don't even think they're smart. Did we even have clubs anymore in this town? Like, I was having this conversation the other day. Maybe it's just that I'm too old, but it's like, are there Fresno, like, you know, back in the day, there were clubs to go to from Fresno State, and
they're all in town now. Bistlas
and blah, blah, mm-hmm, blah. Oh, it's all Tower.
It's all in Tower.
Fab and Bobby's.
Bobby's. Gotta get Bobby's.
Bobby's. And that new one.
But there's like not a Fresno State
Lucy's
club.
Lucy's Lounge.
There's not a Fresno State club, though, is there?
There is not.
Red Wave is still alive.
Yeah,
I don't know. Red Wave is still there. Though. No.
I think they're going to the, what's the saloon in Clovis?
Oh.
Old Town Saloon?
Old Town Saloon? Or the one that's the one just across the border.
Rubies?
Oh.
Is it Rubies? No. There's another name for it. Henry's? Longhorn. No. Not Longhorn.
No, Longhorn's West Fresno.
Yeah. There's a club in Clovis.
Yep.
I swear.
There is. There's a club in Clovis.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Okay. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're tangenting, so we're good.
We're all good.
Yeti, good.
Yeti, good. Good beers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink and drive, guys.
Nope.
We don't want that.
No.
We want you to... hopefully you're in an Uber town.
Cheers. It's the end of the show.
Yeah. Hey, the golden gods of the perfect pour. They give us money on Patreon. And like last week, you talked about how Patreon, they screwed up. They wanted to make the patrons pay for the transaction fee, and people freaked the hell out. And so Patreon said, whoa, never mind. So don't worry about that. If that freaks you out, and Patreon's emailing you saying, now you're going to have to pay for the transaction fee as well. Don't worry about that. It's not happening. Everything's back to normal. And so thank you all the golden gods that give us money for the show. Help us out. And it's going to pay for the, I haven't talked about this with the Nick and Matt, but just between you guys, you're going to pay for the P.O. box that that you send beer to us.
Well, I don't know if I agree with this.
Use that Patreon money to pay for that. It's coming up next month. They're saying, like, we got to pay them. So I'm like, don't worry about it. We got it.
Yeah, we're going to break your legs if you don't pay for this P.O. box.
Hey, hey. When you going to get your packages, you're not going to get them anymore, huh? I'll say, I'll pay, man.
Might need to take you out back real quick.
Yep. So that's how you help the show, man. You're paying for that. You're paying for our storage, all these files, these beautiful audio files of professional audio files. That you guys pay for that and all the things you help us out. So thank you, everyone, all our golden gods. And if you're like, what do I get for this golden god stuff? You get to hear the tailgate. And usually hear the show a little bit earlier than everyone else does. Occasionally, some other stuff that we do, you either get to see it or a preview of it, or
I do need a new moleskin.
Isolated. Oh yeah. We could use a couple new moleskins. I'm starting to get to the end of my moleskin as well.
2018 mole.
I already got my planner. I already got my 2018. That was on my money. I paid for that myself.
Just kidding. We buy our own moleskins.
Old moleskins. So thank you guys. Cheers to all our gods. Like Mike Montoya.
Oh yes.
Cheers also to Brian 11885 to these are untapped people. RC Alleywag. That's Ryan on untapped. And to Barry. Out in San Francisco. Also, cheers to @craft.beer from Merced. They came to the MMA fight that we had here. That's the same amount. They're like, whoa, where should we go? And I said, Tioga. If you got time to go downtown, go to Tioga. If you got time to go to Tower District, go to Gold's. They went to Gold's. They had a hell of a time. They're like, yes, thank you. Nice. We said, you're welcome. Also, cheers to @_the_wrench. The wrench, baby. The
wrench, me no.
Matt, you have some cheers.
Cheers out to my new untapped friend, Dan Johnson. I saw that he follows Mikey and the Perfect Pour on Untapped.
Good old Dan Johnson.
And then cheers out to the peoples I've had beer with in 2017. And if I haven't had a beer with you yet, let's have a beer in 2018.
Yay.
What?
The pours next week. The pours.
The pourries.
I hope you have your beer of the year ready.
Oh boy. You have to remind me. I'll forget.
The pours. Remind you. I'm reminding you right now. The pours. Remember.
This is your reminder.
Yep. Nick.
I feel like you guys did it all. So, Just Can't Win on Instagram.
Man. All I do is
win. A.K.A. Mike Montoya, who Mikey already cheered.
Mike Montoya.
He sends pictures of Volkswagen parts hanging on walls of breweries. I like. Dan Boone also followed me on Untapped. Dan Johnson, a.k.a. Dan Boone. Cheers to Tommy V, 138, sorry. Untapper. And going back to Instagram, we have Arandase, 96.
Ariana Grande, cool.
Yes.
Ariana Grande listens?
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a good song. It was number one, right?
Yeah. She has a really annoying voice. I try.
There's an Instagram called Dad loves beer.
Mm.
And for some reason, I think it's Australian. Dad loves beer.
We have got dads in Australia, too.
Yeah. Hey, you like beer? I like beer.
He like beer.
Colorado glass guy.
Hmm.
He cuts beer glasses or beer bottles into glasses.
Producer Becky has one of those for the Hazelnut Brown.
What?
The Rogue.
Where did she find such thing?
I don't know. She got it, though. I think it was at that festival over there in Central Coast. Yeah.
Festival?
Yeah. Who cares?
What is festival? And cheers to all the listeners of the Perfect Pour.
Yeah, man.
Hope your holidays are going well. Hope all the beers are flowing.
Having fun and being safe and having fun. Thank you guys, everyone that shares the show and talks about the show. That's how you help us, man. Subscribe to the show and your podcast thing, and then talk about us with your beer friends. These are things you can help us with, and we appreciate it. At Perfect Pour Pod is our handle. Nick is the Nick 80.
Word.
Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
Yep, that's me.
I'm Mikey Top Pour. These are all the things you need to know. So enjoy yourselves. Have a great, safe New Year's. So we'll see you next week, and we'll talk about the pours, all the things, Christmas. All the awards.
Have a
great Christmas. You're having a great Christmas. It's great. It's great. Best Christmas ever.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Finally, we can say Christmas. For 8 years, Obama was not allowing us to enjoy Christmas. Finally, this year, we can enjoy Christmas. Finally, it's lawful. All right, guys. Perfect Pour. Hey, Sunburns by Music.
They're still around?
Oh, yeah. Playing all the shows. All the shows during the holiday season.